It must be some new people here, so I want to welcome you. Feel at home. Maybe you know what you're after or looking for. I am always surprised in this quiet valley and then suddenly so many people coming from all over the world. Must be something that you don't get in the city. I call this blissful spring. And bliss is your nature. Silence is your nature. Truth is your nature. If you are natural, the further away you are, the less in tune you are with that which is. So everything that is happening here is to slowly, slowly remind you and bring you back to that which is already there. What to say about bliss? Most people, they don't even have the flavor of joy, of happiness in their life. Sorrow, doubt, anger, competition, fear. This is much more people you know. But that is not your natural being. So that is just a sign that you have gone far away from yourself. So my invitation is that now you should start coming back, becoming more a natural human being. And the closer you come, the more happy, the more joyous, the more peaceful, the more blissful. Till you become that which you are already. So first you have to allow yourself to be a little playful, to loosen up all your rusty screws. Some of you can hardly move anymore, you are so stiff and so serious. Or Lao Tzu, he says, the more stiff, the more dead. The more flexible, the more alive. So be flexible, be soft, relax. You can't be soft if you are tight. One of the words for God in India, for truth, is Satchidanand. That is truth, consciousness, bliss. Bliss is in there, that is one aspect of Brahma, of God. So on this journey, if you don't get more and more light, more and more relaxed, more and more joyous, more and more happy, then it's not the right way. That should be the sign that you become more and more peaceful, more and more content, more and more happy. But where do they teach this in the world? They teach you everything else, but they are missing the essential. And no more. It has never been so bad as it is now. Because more and more things is coming up, and more things that they say you can't live without. And all these things is just taking you away from yourself. Nothing can buy you happiness, nothing can buy you God, nothing can buy you peace. But it happens. And the easiest way, if you have forgotten peace, playfulness, happiness, is to become friends with someone who is peaceful, who is happy, who is truthful. That is the way to remember. And that is what satsang is. Slowly, slowly, you start remembering something that was there but you had forgotten. And it might become a struggle because you are very well trained from society, how you should do, what you should say, how you should behave, how you should operate. In fact, you're all brainwashed. It's just the opposite. People say you get brainwashed with the meditation, with this guru business. But the guru just wants to give you your clear intelligence back so you can see things as they are. But anybody who is free is not the slave of the society. So no society likes the truth. Nothing changed since they crucified Jesus. That's why they always have said it's not for everybody. You have to have courage. You have to have strength to stand up. Because it's much easier to be a slave. It's much easier to be a slave than to find your own path. So this is just something very strange that has happened, because in fact, I don't see any societies as such. I don't see any countries. I see only human beings. But they're talking about society. They're talking about countries. But where are these countries? It's not any person. I only see persons. But they forget the persons and they talk about society. You have to behave. This is the rules. This is how they make lions into sheep. To find that Satchidanand, to find that bliss, to find that peace, you have to be really willing to find back to yourself. That is the whole search. Which can be very difficult because you are lost in so many lies and so many ideas and so many habits that your own mind is going to hold you back. So remember, the further you are from yourself, the less bliss. The closer you are, the more bliss. Where's Robin? How are you doing, Robin? Huh? Fine? How is it to be here? Special, no? You don't need to say anything because you don't know. You don't know how it is when it's new. That's why I feel like I have missed so much of life, even though I'm only 18 years old. I feel everyone is going past me, leaving me behind. And I only see people around me being happy and having fun. Why do I feel like this? Even if I know my life is just starting, I still feel it is the end of it. Is it too late for me? Love, Robin. No, it's not too late, Robin. You should be very happy because now you are here. You still don't know it. Already you feel that you are missing. Yeah, because up till now you have learned many things, but not really about life. Then you will miss. You can spend your whole life learning all kinds of things, but nothing about life. That's what is normal. Ordinary people, they are like that. And then when they lie on their deathbed, then they realize, oh my God, I haven't been living. If you realize this when you are 18, you are very fortunate. Maybe you start living then. No, you have what you are needing now. Everybody, they need to learn to read and to write, to function a little bit. No, you know that. No, it's the next chapter now. What are you doing? You're studying? Studying for what? Swimming is good. That you don't need that. Wherever you are, where is water, you can swim. So that means you can study anywhere. You don't need exactly that pool in that university, no. Anywhere. That's the good thing with natural things. You can do it anywhere. I feel like I have missed so much of life, even though I'm only 18 years. What do you feel you have missed?
Stuff other people do that I just...
That people do? What do people do?
Having fun.
What does that mean? Party?
Maybe.
How else does ordinary people have fun? They have party, they get drunk, no? Isn't that what they do when you are 16, 18, 20 years old? That's what is fun, no? That's the only way I see ordinary people, how they have fun. Either they use drugs or they get drunk. And they behave stupid. That's how they have fun. And if you are not into that, then you feel maybe you are missing them. That is what I say, this, the unconscious people that is ruling. Nobody know how to have fun just on fresh air anymore. That is the greatest thing. That's what I was seeking also. I knew inside there has to be some way to get high on just fresh air and love. But I didn't find it anywhere. So maybe I also felt like that. Everybody was going past me. I was lagging behind because I didn't fit in. I didn't find what I was looking for. I had to go and find my master. I didn't even know I was looking for him, but in some mysterious way, he managed to catch me. How he did, I don't know, but that was amazing. Because I tried to escape. So I also must have been feeling, everybody was, I didn't fit in at all. Everyone was going past me, leaving me behind. And I only see people around me being happy, having fun. Yeah. What is, how are they having, being happy and having fun? What are they doing then? When they, people are having fun and being happy, what are they doing? You have problems? You have problems?
No, but...
Not now.
But I can be sad.
Sad, yeah, but there's nothing wrong to be sad. It's part of life. You have to be sad. More sad, the more happy. Balance. No problem. You have to accept both ways. Don't think about going beyond when you haven't explored life. Sad is nothing wrong with being sad. It gives you depth. Why do I feel like this? Because you are a human being, that's why. Then the human beings, they feel all kinds of things. And the more they feel, the more human beings they are. Only robots doesn't feel. And many, many people don't feel at all. Many people don't feel. It's not that they are happy. It's not like they are having fun. They are not in touch with themselves. They are immune. That is what is ordinary in society. How many people, when you ask them, how are you today? Fine, fine, they say. How many people say, oh no, today was, oh, I'm so fucked. And I'm so jealous. Oh, it's such a hard time. Nobody says that. Everybody, fine, fine, fine. And maybe they don't even know. They are not in touch. Very few people are truthful. Even if I know my life is just starting, I still feel it's the end of it. Let it be the end of that, that you're looking at others, because on this true journey, the first thing is just focus on yourself. Get to know yourself. That is the only way you can get happy, is to get more and more in touch with yourself. Don't care what other people say or do, nothing. You be happy, then who cares? If you are happy, who cares if somebody is ahead of you, somebody is behind you, who cares? Somebody is ahead, it's always somebody be behind you, somebody will be behind you. No problem. That's how it is. If you don't look, you look at yourself. Who cares? I'm here. That's the most problem. You know, that is the only thing that has some importance, that you find yourself where you are. And then the next thing is, don't think about being ahead. I'm here. Don't think about being behind. I'm here. This is very difficult things to put into practice. Everybody is not here. They are either ahead or they are behind. That is called the past or the future. The mind goes into the future, or it thinks about the past. You are never here. And you can only be happy here. It's very funny. You can't be happy in the future. You can't be happy in the past. You can only be happy here. And nobody is here. When you start seeing this, then you're seeing the importance of coming back to the moment, being more present, being more relaxed. You have to be present in the presence. And when you are present in the presence, you get the presence. Otherwise, they are just zombies. And they are all fine. I'm fine today. Fine, fine. That is how the zombies, they have trained this. I'm fine. Hello, hello. Nice weather today. Hello, hello. It's not easy, it's not difficult to be here, but you have to realize it. And the younger you are, the easier it is. No, you have must have seen your parents are also here, no? You see how happy they have become? Have you seen they have changed? The last couple of years? What has happened to them? Happy? How? What happened, you think?
More
they are more smiling, yes. But how did it happen? They got to know themselves. And how did they get to know themselves? They're looking, yeah, and they were at the right place. That's what they wanted. If you go in the wrong place, you will never find yourself. They have been here, they know, look, Razi is smiling all the time. Just one big smile. When he came, he could say the same thing. Why do I feel like this? Everybody is going past me. He felt like a loser. No, who cares? Who cares if somebody is past? Who cares if he's the last? He's happy. That's the thing. And you know what Jesus says? He said, the last is going to be the first. That's my man. The last is going to be the first. They are all losers, but happy. Let the ones who want to be first ahead, let them rush. Let them rush ahead. If you are happy, if you are playful, you are never interested to become a politician. To be somebody serious. Why? Because it's the ego doesn't need it. You don't follow the ego, you follow your heart, you follow happiness. And that has totally different values. Even if you are the president, you are not happy. Look, all these politicians, they're just full of lies. They're not happy. But this is very respected in the society. Why? Because they respect fear, they respect ego, they respect seriousness. Playfulness, they don't like playfulness. So I can understand, you are 18 years old, you start getting older now. You are growing up. And it's difficult because everybody have taught you when you become old, when you grow up, then you become serious then. Because look, all grown-ups are serious. When I don't know how it happened. When they are children, they are happy, relaxed. They can just play around being silly. And then when you grow up, sad look in your face, hangdog. Everybody so, what happened? And this is what the children look at. Oh, I have to become, that is my future. And that's how it's been passed down the generation after generation. And don't be failure. We expect so much of you. Expect what? That you are going getting serious like the parents? No, you have a very good chance, Robin, because no, your parents, they are saved. No, you are here also. They starting seeing this. One evening, Giovanni, we have to have where's our child? One evening, Giovanni jumps up from the dinner table. But remember, this Giovanni could be Robin. So one evening, Robin jumps up from the dinner table. I'm leaving home, he shouts. I don't want to be here anymore. Everything is so boring in the family. I want to get out. I want to explore life. I want to have fun. I want to have women. I want to have wine. His father gets up out of the chair and looks at him. And don't you try to stop me, cries Giovanni. Don't you try to stop me, Daddy. Who is trying to stop you, exclaim old Francesco. I'm coming with you. That's what Ross would have said, at least. But he's already out. Why do I feel like this? Because this is life, Robin. But there's many steps on the journey. What is ordinary is people are just asleep. They don't think, they just follow the masses. Then a few people out of these sleepy masses, the whole society, they start thinking, doubting. Or maybe they are very intelligent that, this is not really all that life should be. They start looking at other things. Maybe a deep memory inside, some old intelligence from past life. Who knows where it comes from? But only some people have this. This is not how it should be. And they start looking, questioning, maybe reading, finding some books. Then a few of those people, they start finding something. Through those techniques, through those meditations, through these people they meet. And out of that, they start feeling a little bit. They get the glimpse of something else, like many, many people get here. Then, if you really get the taste of that, wow, this is the way out. No, I have felt something else. This is what I was seeking. Then they get more involved. This is what I want. They really go for it. They become more and more settled. Then the more these feelings start coming, because they start leaving the other side. They start following their truth, their heart, their spirit. All this can go very quick, or it can take very long time, depending on the person. Then you get more settled in it. If you devote yourself to it, then you become more settled in it. It becomes your life. Then it becomes steady. Because now is no doubt. This is it. Then it becomes part of you. Then you are far gone from that place where you didn't know anything. You were all lost. Is many, many different steps. And that is the beauty of being together also, because somebody is ahead of you, somebody is behind you. But it's not out of the ego, it's just how it is. It's not too late, Robin. It's perfect timing. In this world, who is interested in meditation, in enlightenment, in happiness? Very few people are interested in these things. Most people are just robots. And they're laughing over these things. Only a few people start seeking, questioning, searching, willing to explore, willing to go beyond their so-called limits, their fears, their habits, their conditionings. And when you do that, then you start getting glimpses of something that is bigger than you. And that gives joy, that gives bliss, that gives clarity, that gives consciousness. No, you want to go even more into it. You want to find out more, because no, you have tasted it. Depending how much you go into it and how much you are surrendering to it, the quicker you get settled in it. Then it becomes part of you. Then you start coming back home. Something that was just a faraway dream has become a reality. Then at last, it becomes you. That which you could only not even dream about before, that becomes you. That's how it is. It's not too late, it's just the right time, Robin. Anything you want to ask more? No? No, you don't think now, do you? No. Then when you don't think, what is happening then? Is it fine then? It's good then, no? And is it anybody that is ahead of you or you are left behind? No. You know, you see, everything is fine now. You catch my drift? Huh? Very good. Give me 5. All right. Nobody is teaching you that. Very good, Robin. It's light. Are you missing something, Robin? No. What happened? What happened? Can you say? Don't know, no? That's how it is. That's the mystery, no? No, suddenly everything is perfect, no? It's great. Welcome. That's the thing. What happened? I don't know. You don't know what but it is there. Who cares? Don't know. Don't know, that's the first step. I don't know. Then you are ready to learn something new. I don't know. Jesus says, if you can hear, listen. If you can see, see. Why? What does he mean? If you can listen, if you can hear, listen. If you can see, see. He means that you have to go a little deeper than your ordinary hearing. When you listen to a man like Jesus, you have to open up. You have to be receptive. You have to become all ears. It's not just to look, but you have to see. And the eyes doesn't lie. If you can see, see. And a few people around Jesus, they could see, they did see, but very few. That's where this story that he could give sight back to people that were blind. They weren't physically blind, they were just spiritually blind, they couldn't see. But by being with him, they start seeing again, because he go on reminding them. And it is in the climate of seeing. Then you start getting your clarity back, your true eyesight. And if you have seen what Jesus talked about, if you can listen what he says, then you are not disturbed whatever people say. You are not disturbed by ordinary things. You are not disturbed by any commercial. You have seen the truth. He was trying hard to get people to see. Because it was this ordinary people, no? The masses. All the masters. Buddha also says, listen, friends. Listen, Subhuti. Listen well. Listen attentively. Listen attentively. Listen well, he says, when he starts many of his discourses, his sutras. But this is a totally different people he have than what Jesus was talking to. Buddha, he had really disciples, devotees, people who were in tune with him, who had been with him for years. And still he says, listen well. Listen attentively. Be present. Because it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. In the beginning, you have to remember the higher, the spiritual. If you have opened up, the Buddha also reminds you, stay here. All the mystics, all the masters have said, listen, see, come follow me. Because that is the only way. It has nothing to do with the person, it has to do with the truth. You have to get in truth. Tune with the truth. It's not anything to get taught. It's not a teaching. It's the realization. It's the remembrance. Where's Nina? Dear Baba, thank you for coming to the silent sitting the other day. It was such a gift to have you there with us. I couldn't believe that you came. I was so happy. When I am in the same room as you, I get this need to look at you, like I can't get enough of you. That is okay. You don't need to just sit with the closed eyes, even if it's, you know, very silent meditation. It's okay, I understand. If you have eyes, see. But when I meet your eyes, it is so strong. I just feel it in my heart. Yes. And then when it becomes so strong and you feel it in the heart, then you close your eyes and just feel it. That is food for the heart. Then the heart is growing. Such a strong sensation, and I can't manage to look at you or meet your eyes for very long. I hope I'm not closing or being afraid of letting you in. I really want to be open to you, to connect with you. Don't be worried, you know. You know, this is just the old mind who's just holding you back. It's always, the mind always tries to find something with you that is not okay, that you are not okay. But this is not the mind's territory. This is the territory of the heart. You are safe there. Don't bring the mind in. Just relax in the heart. And this is beautiful what you're saying. I really want to be open to you, to connect with you. Maybe we just have to take it step by step. Yes, why not? It's nice, step by step, going for a little morning walk. It's relaxed. I like that. I have to trust that my heart will open up little by little. Your heart is open. Just keep your mind outside this business. And realize and feel your heart is open. That's what you have to accept. The mind has nothing to do with trust. It has nothing to do with the heart. I feel that some layers have been removed. And I'm coming closer to you, Baba. This is what love does. This is what surrender does. It happens by itself. Then the layers, you don't need to do anything. They just evaporate by themselves. You have definitely started to clean me. I am so thankful for that. I am longing for all these layers to go away. They are going. When I'm here, you always takes away a little bit, and things and feelings can come to the surface. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you. Love, Nino. This trusting your own heart and this gratefulness, that's all what you need on this journey. Just focus on that. And it's already there. You told me when you first came that it was you had a hard time, no? In the city, in the work. You were a nurse, no? Maybe you're still a nurse, no? Yeah, then you were many times stressed, many things to do, many people, no? It's good to have balance. No, you see a different world now, a different life. You have to incorporate that. Then everything will change. You start functioning from this side. This is what was needed, because if you don't know about that, then everything is hard. If you have this, if you have realized this side, if this becomes strong, mature, then you can bring it into anything you do in your life, any work, any job, any situation. Many times it's difficult for sensitive people in the world, no? You're a sensitive woman. It's good now, you can't stay away anymore now. Isn't it amazing we try this way and that way to escape from ourselves? Huh? Isn't it amazing to escape from the heart? No, I don't want, I don't want. And then so beautiful, so good, so relaxing, so happy. And still, we do everything. But that was... No, you have crossed that threshold now. So that is a good day for celebration. You see now what it can do for you, you know. It reminds me of Osho. He said this, I come not to teach, but to awaken. Surrender and I will transform you. This is my promise. That is all what is needed. Surrender, trust, relax. Then it will, the transformation will happen. It's happening already. That's why mystics, we always say there is no teaching. But it happens. That teaching that cannot be said, that cannot be written down, still it happens. And this is how it happens. That's the only way the secret can happen. It happens heart to heart, spirit to spirit, truth to truth. The only thing is to be open, surrender. That's it. It's always been like that and it will always be like that.